Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Well, hello there, my wealthy coach friend. What's up? I'm so glad you're here. And thanks for tuning in today. I am always so grateful that you take the time out of your day or listen to me in your car, on your walk, whatever it is. I am grateful. And I just love hanging out with you in this way. I just love being in your eardrums. Okay, so today, another great episode for you. We are going to talk about outsourcing, hiring. Ooh, controversial topic for new health coaches, right? For new coaches in general and new business owners in general. I find that most business owners wait until the last possible moment to hire. They wait until it is so urgent that they hire someone that the entire process is incredibly stressful. This is exactly what I did. So I get it because I've been there. And I totally understand the resistance that a lot of coaches feel towards hiring because they feel I need to be making more money in my business before I can hire. I often hear, well, I can't afford to hire someone yet. But I really want to challenge and push you on that because I believe that even if you just started your business today, that you can afford it, okay? Because in business, we are always balancing time versus money, okay? Yeah, you want to make more money. And if you don't hire anyone, you have a bigger profit margin, right? You are paying yourself more, but what is your time worth? And you will quickly learn, it'll probably only take you a few months, how many hats that you have to wear as a business owner and how impossible it is to do everything yourself. There's a lot of stuff that you got to get done. And the more clients you get, the more overwhelming that gets, right? And you could literally work 12 hours a day and do everything in your business. But a lot of you probably don't want that lifestyle or that work schedule. I know I can't. I burn out quickly. I have to be very, 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 very cognizant of my time and how I'm utilizing it. And for me, I actually have a relatively small business. But I have a decently sized team. I have a lot of contractors. And that's because personally, I know that I burn out easily and I know that I have less bandwidth to work than other people, right? About 5 hours a day and I'm kind of done with my workday, right? So for me, it makes sense. I'm okay with having a smaller profit margin to feel more organized and to have other people doing the things that I am not the best at, okay? So the thing about being a solo entrepreneur, which is where you probably are, and many others in this audience, is that you don't have a lot of time. Time is actually your most valuable resource. And so the more you resist hiring, the more you're just going to feel like a hamster spinning a wheel, chasing after a carrot that you never quite get to. You might get a little nibble here and there, but it's one of those like gross carrots, not one of those like nice, sweet, organic carrots. You know what I'm talking about, right? So I think the best time to outsource is maybe not immediately because it is important to understand the inner workings of your business before you bring someone else into your business. Absolutely. But I also really warn against waiting until you desperately need it. Okay. So I remember my first virtual assistant. I believe I was about 2 years into my business. It was for a very long time that I did everything myself. And when I brought on Sarah, that was her name, I was in pure desperation. I was working too much. I was really overwhelmed. I was totally so sick of answering emails. And guys, I'm like literally the worst person with email. I just cleaned my inbox out the other day and I hadn't cleaned it out for over 2 months. and I had like 400 emails in there. And so sometimes if you email me, I might not get back to you for like 2 months because that's how bad I am with email, right? So if you want to get a hold of me, better to send me a direct message on Instagram or just reach out to my team, because again, that's why I have them, because I'm literally the worst, right? So I do think like once you generally get the basics in place for your business, you know, you've started posting regularly on social media, you have a bit of a flow, you know, you have a program, you've like, you know, fine-tuned what you want your program to look like in your onboarding process, that sort of thing. That is a really, really great time to bring someone into your business. And so I think before the first 6 months is when you really should be doing your first hire. Now you might be wondering, well, what tasks can I outsource? Well, you can outsource a lot, right? And I did an episode, episode 37 of the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I talk about energy management tips for better productivity. I actually teach you a very simple exercise to determine like the types of tasks that can be outsourced versus the types of tasks that can't. Just a quick review on that. We really want to make a distinction between like admin tasks and creator tasks, right? Creator tasks require your creative power. So this would be things like creating content, creating programs, podcast interviews, right? Things that you really can't get someone else to do and basically require the creative side of your brain. On the opposite end of that is your administration task. So that would be things like customer service, social media scheduling, filing, client onboarding, ordering labs, scheduling, video editing, podcast editing, that sort of thing. So the admin tasks are all things that can be outsourced, right? And so things like, I've already said this, but let's say it again, social media scheduling, content repurposing. So you're writing the primary piece of content and then you have someone who kind of tears apart that content and breaks it into other more micro pieces of content, answering emails, any sort of client communication, administrative task filing, client onboarding, ordering labs, scheduling, video editing, editing in general, right? And so those are all tasks that can be simply outsourced. Now, the best things for you to start with outsourcing are the things that you really don't enjoy doing and you're really bad at. So the exercise that I get you to do in episode 37, this category is essentially like the death category or like the soul sucking category, because not only does it take up your time, but it literally crushes your energy because you just hate it. You know, when you're doing a task that you hate, it's a really huge energy suck. So even though maybe you can do it quickly, because you hate it so much, you're actually losing a lot more energy than if you were to do something that you actually enjoyed doing. Okay, so you want to figure out what are those things that you just are terrible at and you really don't enjoy doing, but you do have to be cautious of the things that you just haven't mastered yet versus the things you're bad at, right? Because sometimes people will say, well, I hate doing sales calls. And I'm like, well, you know, you just haven't mastered sales calls. You just haven't mastered selling yet, because the truth is, you're not going to be outsourcing your sales calls. I'm sorry to say. For a one-on-one coaching program, I don't really believe there's ever a point in your business where you can outsource your sales calls for a one-on-one program, because that person wants to meet you and get to know you and get a feel for you. But you can eventually outsource sales calls for group programs or masterminds. That's possible, but it is an incredibly expensive thing to outsource, to hire a salesperson and to train them and to get a good one. It's a big undertaking, right? So there are some things that you just can't outsource, right? Like Instagram stories or Instagram Live or Facebook Live or podcast interviews, right? You can't outsource those, and maybe you hate doing them, but those are amazing things for growing your business, and you're just going to have to learn to master them. And just remember that we don't often enjoy things we're bad at. So as soon as you master the skill, you learn it, you commit to, you know, learning that skill, you will enjoy it more, okay? So I really actually encourage you, you know, once you've kind of have an idea of the inner workings of your business, maybe you're about 6 months in, I highly encourage you to hire someone for about 2 hours a week, more if you feel like it, that's totally cool, but at least 2 hours a week, because really what that equates to is 8 hours a month. And a lot of people, you can get them for $10 an hour, right? Especially if you're getting a VA to, work overseas, if they're in the Philippines or India or wherever, the exchange rate does quite well. So they might only charge 10 or 12 bucks an hour. My first VA, Sarah, was in Peru and we started at $7 an hour and she was doing about 2 hours a week for me. So 8 times 7 is, I don't even know. I think it's 56, but I might be terrible because that math might not be right. But you get what I'm saying. Like if you can't afford $100 a month to open up like 8 hours a month in your schedule, we have a problem. We have a big problem, right? You do need to invest in your business, right? Nobody is out there making 100% profit. It just doesn't happen, right? And so you need to find a way to have a little bit of money to invest. And that might mean simply taking out a very small business loan. And a great thing about this is you really don't need much to have an online coaching business. Like there is literally probably the least amount of overhead and expenses of any other type of business out there, right? For any brick and mortar business, like they are literally investing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars into a business. And they're not going to be profitable for at least a year, but usually longer. With a coaching business, you can be profitable pretty quickly, but you do need a little bit of money to get you ahead. Because if you get trapped doing all the admin stuff in your business, you are doing nothing to actually move the business forward, right? Admin stuff, the behind the scenes stuff, the administration, answering emails, customer service, editing, filing, all that stuff, it doesn't actually help you get clients. Okay. So even opening up a couple hours a week, like that could be the difference between you not finding clients and actually finding clients. So I highly, highly, highly suggest that you start with getting someone for 2 hours a week. Okay. Now, if you are hiring overseas, you do need to be aware of the time difference, right? So typically, if you're hiring someone who's in a wildly different time zone than you, customer service may not be the best thing for them to do, right? And that's just because of communication. It can make training really difficult when you're having to wait an entire 24 hours to hear back from them. I learned this lesson very quickly with a tech person. I needed a tech support person and I hired a woman from India and she was great. I loved her. I thought she did a really great job. But because we had like a 10-hour time difference, or I think it was even more, maybe it was like 15 hours. Basically, when I got on my computer in the morning, it was like 10 at night for her. And so it took so long to get anything done because we had to wait an entire day every time, anytime either of us had a question for the other person. So I quickly learned that that wouldn't work. But there are certain tasks that you don't need to be in contact with them regularly. So that might be client onboarding or filing or ordering labs or scheduling or even social media scheduling. And I actually really do. My favorite thing to recommend to coaches to schedule or to outsource first is actually social media scheduling, because content is typically kind of a pain point for new coaches, right? You are trying to learn how to create content. You're trying to learn how to create engaging content. It can feel like a lot, especially when you're new to it. You're not very good at it and it takes you a lot longer to do it in the beginning. That's totally normal. So by the time you finish creating all your content, how annoying is it that you have to spend another 2 hours scheduling it all out? That is something that you can hire someone else to do very inexpensively, and you do not need to be in direct communication with them, meaning that they could be in the Philippines, they could be in India or wherever, right? So that's usually the first thing I recommend people outsource, and you don't need to pay much for it. Guys, when I started my health coaching business, I was so fucking clueless. I actually had no idea what I was doing, and I can't even count the number of mistakes that I made, things that I wasted money on, and time I spent doing things that never actually moved my business forward. If I only knew then what I knew now. And I would love to make your experience starting a health coaching business a little bit easier than mine. I would love to see you not make the same mistakes I did. In my free insider's guide, I tell you the 10 most important things that I wish I knew as a new health coach. So if you are a health coach, a wellness coach, a spiritual coach, or some other type of online coach, and you're about 0 to 3 years into your business, make sure to download my free guide and save yourself some time and money so you can start growing your business and start changing lives. You can grab my free insider's guide for health coaches at go.kendraperry.net/10-things.
That's go.kendraperry.net/10-things. And I will also link to that for you in the show notes. Enjoy.
Now, where do you find contractors? So the first thing to do is ask any communities that you're in. I always like to get referrals, and a lot of the people who I've hired recently have been referred to me from other entrepreneur friends, or I've asked in communities like Facebook communities that I'm in. So that's a good place to start. If that doesn't amount to anything, go to upwork.com. I will put that in the show notes. That's upwork.com. This is an amazing outsource platform, and you can find someone anywhere in the world for pretty much any price point, right? You can post a job for someone who's more entry level and you're paying a more entry level fee for it. You can do intermediate, you can do expert level, whatever you want. Okay. So Upwork is actually where I found some of my best contractors. So the guy who does my SEO, I found him on Upwork. The woman who does my video editing. So if you guys watch any of my YouTube videos, that editor, Abby, she's amazing. She's in the Philippines. I love her. I hope she will never leave me. I found her on Upwork, and also my first virtual assistant. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a few tips for hiring. Okay. So before you even consider hiring, the first thing you need to do is you need to actually do a time audit of the task that you were hoping to outsource. And I actually recommend that you do a time audit for your entire business. And this will take, you should do this over about a week or two, right? And so you can use the tool called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. I'll link to that in the show notes. It's basically just a time tracking app. And you want to make sure you are tracking everything that you are doing. So if you are like, okay, I'm going to sit down now and answer emails. So click on the toggle, it'll time, and then turn it off. And now you're like, okay, I'm going to work on content. And that just gives you an idea of how much time you are spending on each task, right? Because if you can't tell a person how much time it's going to take, it's going to be really hard to post a job. So you want to get a really good idea of how much time you are spending on each thing in your business. The next thing to do is to create a step-by-step instruction guide on how to do the thing that you want to outsource, okay? So if it's social media scheduling, you need to write an instruction guide, right? I call this a manual. It's really important. And I actually, with my Health Coach Accelerator students, I actually teach them how to make a manual right off the bat. And I hammer it into them all course long that they need to update all the stuff in their manual. And that will save you so much time when it comes timing to hire. So even if you're brand new, maybe you're not quite ready to outsource, that's cool. Start your manual. Okay. It can be a simple document, Google document, Word document, whatever you want to use, that you just update with all the processes in your business. And you can use Loom, L-O-O-M. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. It's just a screen recording app, Chrome extension that allows you to record your screen. So instead of typing everything out, you could literally just do a step-by-step tutorial while recording your screen and then just stick the link in the document. Okay. So when I first hired my first VA, Sarah, I had not done this. And when I brought her on, I realized that everything was in my brain, right? It wasn't actually written down. It wasn't on paper. It was just in my brain. And so I had to spend about 3 weeks before I could even get her to start literally typing down everything that she had to do because it wasn't written down. And I was working like overtime to try to get that done. So you can actually get yourself pretty far ahead by starting that right now. Okay. So the next tip I can give you is to make sure you're super clear on what you're looking for. Okay. That toggle time audit will help you get a general time commitment. You're like, okay, this takes me about 3 hours a week. So I expect it to take you 3 hours a week, right? You want to determine your pay. So how much you're going to pay them. And what is the actual outcome that you want, right? What are the markers or milestones that show that a task has been done correctly? Okay. You gotta be clear, okay? I remember looking at this email. I hired someone on Upwork to do a website for me. I don't know when. It was probably in the first year of my business. And it's funny. I gotta see if I can find this email because it's a good learning or teaching point because I was so vague with what I wanted. And then I was so pissed with the outcome. And the poor guy had no idea why. He's like, well, this is what you said you wanted. And like, I just literally expected him to read my mind, right? And so you have to be clear on exactly what you're looking for and how what are the expectations? Like, what is the expectation for communication, right? Like, how are you going to communicate? And how long do you expect it to take for someone to actually give you a reply, right? When, what are the deadlines? When does everything need to be done by? Like, where are the communication checkpoints? You got to determine this, okay? The next tip I'm going to give you is, for the love of Gord, learn proper communication skills, okay? The biggest problem I believe we have in this world, and this goes beyond business, is a lack of proper communication, right? People are very reactive. They approach each other with a very sort of violent type of communication. And I don't mean violent as in physically violent, but it's triggering language or triggering tone. And it automatically puts the other person on the defensive. And then all of a sudden people are, you know, not getting along, or, and the communication is super off. And really, it's just that they don't understand each other, okay? So I highly recommend that you read the book, Nonviolent Communication. I think everyone needs to read this book. I believe if everyone on the planet read this book, we would not be in the place that we are at right now in 2021 with all the reactivity on social media and off social media, right? So Nonviolent Communication, I'll link to that in the show notes. One of my favorite books regarding communication, but it really teaches you how to properly communicate what your needs are to other people, but also how to properly understand people and what their needs are. So it's really, really important. And, you know, when it comes to hiring, know that mistakes are going to happen, right? Things are going to go wrong. Don't get upset by it or miffed by it. Or if you do get miffed by it, like, keep it to yourself, because that's just the nature of other people working for you. They're not going to get everything right, especially not right off the bat. And it's really important that you don't blame mistakes on the contractor, unless it's happened multiple times and like it's just not working. I have written my notes here. I have blame your fucking self. And that's because for the most part, the reason why contractors aren't successful or they aren't doing things right, most of the time is because of you and not them, okay? So I always reflect back on myself, right? Because the truth is, it's my business. I'm the one who created this business. If somebody's not doing something right, I always ask myself, how have I not set this person up for success, right? Have I not communicated properly what I'm looking for? Are things disorganized? Are things unclear? Am I being vague? Am I not being specific with what I'm looking for? I always reflect back on myself and I rarely blame the other person. Obviously, the time does come where it's time to let people go. And one of my business coaches has always told me to hire slow and fire fast. And I generally subscribe to that, because you do want to take your time to find the right person. Like, don't hire impulsively. But you will typically also know pretty quickly if it's not a fit, and don't let it drag on if you are clear that it's not working. Now, you got to give it a month. Give it a month, because the first month will always be the most challenging. This is like the bulk of the learning. This is when the most mistakes are going to happen, are in that first month. And it'll probably take about 3 months for it to be smooth, right? So if after a month you're like, okay, I think things are going pretty well. I like this person. I like their vibe. They reflect the community culture or the company culture. They're doing everything on time. I think this is good. Give it another 3 months. And by then you will know 100%, right? If they are a good match for your company. Now, the final thing I want to mention, and I have this in caps, because it's really important. Do not micromanage, okay? Micromanaging is an absolute waste of your time and theirs, okay? It kills both parties. When you micromanage, you are giving up so much of your time. Plus, you are crushing the soul of the other person. Nobody wants to be micromanaged, right? And people who micromanage, in my opinion, are the worst types of leaders out there, okay? Plus, something to keep in mind is it does change the relationship from a contractor to employee, right? Contractors, you cannot micromanage them. If you start micromanaging contractors, they become an employee, right? Legally. And then that means you need to start treating them like an employee and giving them benefits and all that stuff, right? So you really want to empower your team member to do what they do best and make the role their own. They're the one who has to do this role every day. All you should care about is that the job gets done within the expectations and within the time frame. And who the F cares about how it actually gets done? So you want to empower them to use their expertise to make their role their own. And if they have a creative idea on how to make the role more efficient or better or more optimized or more organized or more interesting, whatever it is, you want to empower them to do that, okay? And then finally, make sure your contractor keeps the manual up to date, because if they are changing the processes in your business, again, we want them to do that if it makes sense, but we want to make sure that's documented. So they are required to update the manual. And if they don't do that, that is actually a reason to fire them, because again, they'll screw you over if they leave and none of those processes have been documented and you actually haven't done that job, you're going to be in big trouble. So I recently hired a new VA. My VA, Jennifer, had been with me for 2 years and I always knew that she was going to leave. I knew this wasn't her dream job and she had other career aspirations. And so she put in her notice at the beginning of February, and I ended up hiring this woman who I trained for 3 weeks. And then after 3 days on the job, once Jennifer had left, decided to just quit. Was just like overwhelmed by the position and decided to quit. So completely screwed me over, whatever. Everyone's got to do what they want to do. But I had to bring on a new person incredibly quickly and basically like throw them into the deep end. And if I didn't have that manual, I would have been screwed, because I had not done that virtual assistant position for over 4 years. I don't even really know what's going on in that position. For the most part, like I don't even know how things are getting done. So the fact that I had that manual and Jennifer kept it up to date is literally what saved me. So just remember that. This is why it's so important to keep an up-to-date manual, because you never know what's going to happen with people. People who you think are going to work for you forever get other opportunities and leave. It's just the way the world goes. All right, I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope this inspires you to go out and hire your first contractor. If you want to connect with me off of this podcast, you can connect with me in my email community. I send out a very high quality and what I believe to be very funny, entertaining business tip every single Tuesday. You can just go to kendraperry.net /biz-tips. I will link to that in the show notes. You can also connect with me on Instagram. Instagram is the place I'm hanging out. If you have a question about this episode, a comment, you just want to say, hey, shoot me a DM. My handle is @kendraperryinc. You can also find me on my YouTube channel where I share very valuable tutorials on growing your wellness business. You can just search on YouTube, Kendra Perry, and my channel will pop up. And of course, if you like this episode, don't be shy. Leave me a 5-star review on iTunes to help me get this podcast in front of more coaches just like you, so I can blow up more businesses, because you know that's my mission. All right, I will see you same time, same place next Monday, where I help you become wealthy AF. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.